You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, with another phenomenal, or as I like to say, fabulous show for you today. Now, our guest, I've just given her a new title. She can accept it or not, but today on Blissful Living, she's going to be the Queen of Flaunt. Now, I want you listeners out there particularly to take this time to just be in essence with yourself and just have some time, a few moments for yourself. So find a place to sit, grab something to write with, get your favorite beverage, tell the kids and the hubby or whoever just to give you about a good 30 minutes and just really love on yourself during this time. And guys, you could do the same thing, but really love on yourself during this time because the guest is going to share with us her wisdom about flaunt. And it's not exactly what you think. So I want to intrigue you and say, if you want to find out how you can flaunt too, then you need to stay tuned and keep your ears and eyes and your pen ready because she's going to lay some information on you. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors of the show, All Day Cable Incorporated, telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They've been in business for about 30 years, and they specialize in network distribution, meaning installing your voice, data, fiber, wireless, anything that you utilize to do your telecommuting today, they can install for you. They'll set up your whole network distribution so that when you make that call, you get that connection. The first time when you log onto your computer, it boots up to the system the first time. So if you are curious or you have a need, you want to check out All Day Cable at alldaycableinc.com. And then the next sponsor of today's show is Blissful Living For You. And Blissful Living For You is a holistic lifestyle company specializing in wellness, wisdom, and wealth and helping you to accelerate all of those so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. Blissful Living has an abundance of products and services that will help you to elevate your wellness, wisdom, and wealth. And so you can check them out on Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. And they are also putting on the fabulous summit, the Unstoppable Woman Summit, happening later this year. So check them out. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Our guest today is a phenomenal gal by the name of Laura Cheadle, and she is a transformational thought leader and a media personality who empowers women to find and express themselves fully so that they can gracefully take the lead in the dance of life despite any external circumstances. With a unique combination of intellect, humor, and emotional depth, she encourages women to shed the labels, roles, and scripts that no longer suit them and to embody all facets of who they are in everything that they do. Named an exceptional woman of excellence by the Woman Economic Forum, she's beloved for her ability to cut through confusion and catalyze lasting change in a playful manner. Her book was the number one bestseller in Denver, and she is the host of the top-rated radio show, Flock, Build Your Dreams, Live Your Sparkle, integrating her unique identities as an attorney, hypnotherapist, burlesque dancer, and aficionado of all things fitness-related. Laura is passionate about providing women with tools, skills, and insights to create and meet their own standards, choreographing their life their way. Love, love, love that. Now, if I haven't piqued your curiosity, then for surely, as we dive into our conversation with Laura, your curiosity will be piqued beyond your wildest dreams. And with that, I'd like to welcome Laura Cheadle to Blissful Living. Hi, Laura. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
Absolutely fabulous. I love, love, love that you help women to shed the labels that we so often get put upon us or that we pick up as we travel, as I like to say, down our path to bliss. And so I love that. And I just want to jump in and I want to ask you some questions because your background as an attorney is kind of different than, you know, flaunting or being the person to flaunt and building your dreams to live your sparkle. It just, I don't know. I'm sure, you know what I'm, so I'll let you put the connection for us. So I want to step in and ask you, smart, sexy, and spiritual aren't words you hear in the same sentence very often. Is it possible or desirable to be all three?
Ooh. Oh, yes. It is absolutely possible. It is completely desirable. And I really believe it's natural. If you think about our world and our society, we have these stereotypical ideas of what, well, men and women, but what women should be like. We all know what a kindergarten teacher looks like and acts like. And we know what a kindergartner teacher's voice sounds like and what kind of clothes she'll wear. We have these ideas in our head, right? And then we think about maybe a power woman, and we have this idea about her and her aggression, or maybe she has a chip on her shoulder and what she wears and what she does. And then we have the idea of, you know, the spiritually woo-woo woman and the goddess gowns that she would wear and what she would sound like and what she would do. And we have all of these stereotypical ideals in our head about what women look like and what women do and how they act. And when it really comes down to it, we are all multifaceted beings. We have so much depth, and we can be incredibly spiritual or religious or intellectual or sensual, or sexy. We can be all of that because we're human, and we are that way. And I feel like so many of us women especially get caught up in that good girl training. You know, you want to be careful about what people think. If you wear that, you're going to give people the wrong idea. Mm-hmm. And then we don't express all facets of who we are. And then the world thinks, oh, women aren't like that. You can't be this and that, when in fact, oh, yes, we can.
I love it. It's amazing. I mean, it's like you're so right, because so many times we get labels put upon us as we're growing up, and they're not ours. They're other people's. It's, for example, you said, oh, you shouldn't wear that. Right? How many times has someone said, oh, you really shouldn't wear that. Oh, you're going to, I'm going to just say, because you are an attorney. I think once you're an attorney, you're always an attorney. But, you know, you're going to a very, I don't want to say snooty, but a very legalese type of event. And you want to wear, you know, a suit, but you want to have a sexy camisole underneath and, you know, as your kind of like your top, right? Oh, you shouldn't wear that. You know, as attorney, you need to be look and feel more professional and more corporate. And you're like, oh, the heck with that, girl. I could be professional, corporate, and sexy at the same time. And I love that. I love that you say we can be all we want to be in erase those labels and just step into our true self. Now, there was something in the intro that I read about you, and I'm sure the listeners are dying to know more about this one, especially because you're an attorney, right? So what is burlesque, and how can it be used in a professional, personal, and self-development realm?
Most people don't really know what burlesque is. Most people are like, oh, yeah, it was that movie with Cher. But burlesque comes from... but not really. Yeah.
Right.
Burlesque comes from the root word burla, which means mockery or joke. And Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream was a burlesque. A burlesque is a parody. A burlesque pokes fun at all of the obvious things that are out there that we don't want to see. And when you dance burlesque, it's not stripping. There's the removal of clothing. You never get to full nudity, but there's the removal of clothing to reveal more about that character, to reveal more about that situation, or to strip out and surprise and delight that you don't know what's underneath. It's like if you cut into a cake and there's filling in there, you go, oh, I didn't know that. That's why you remove clothing, because it's a mockery. It's a parody. And it also pokes fun of taboo. Like,
right.
You can see a man's nipples, but oh my goodness, you can't see a woman's.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, when women are breastfeeding in public, that's like taboo. Ooh, she shouldn't be doing that. Cover up. But if you think about, yeah, advertising for lingerie, Sports Illustrated cover, ooh, show it, show it. We have so many double standards. And burlesque pokes fun at those things by pointing them out and showing you that you can't really judge a book by its cover. Just because somebody is dressed in a provocative way doesn't mean she's easy. Just because somebody's dressed conservatively doesn't mean that she's intellectual and smart. Look below the surface. And that's why I fell in love with the art form of burlesque. And yes, I was a dancer, and I love dancing, and I love the theatrics and the costuming and all of that. But it's so much deeper than just entertainment. It's emotional. It allows us to figuratively and literally, if we want, strip out of our clothes. I mean, the introduction in my book talks about women coming home and taking their bra off. But how many of us do that? We come home, we take off our shoes, we take off our bra, we take off our jacket, and we go, ah, I am me now. That's what burlesque is all about.
Like, I am free. I'm free. The girls are free, and I'm free, and I don't need to be anything but where I am and who I am at that moment in time. It's I think that's beautiful what you share, because I think it opens up for women to understand, and not just women, but men too, but for women to understand, for people to understand that just because someone wears that $1,000 suit, they're going to that corporate event, you know, they might have underneath that $1,000 suit that you see all corporate and professional, they might be having on their finest lingerie, their finest lace panties, or their finest lace bra or camisole or, you know, teddy or whatever it is. And it's okay, because when they get home and they strip off that corporate suit, they're down into their most comfortable, sexiest element, and it's okay. It's okay. You know, you don't have to wear the grandma panties and, you know, the Playtex 24-hour bra any longer.
Yeah.
We can do and be whatever we want to be. And I like that you shared that burlesque is actually making fun of all of that and allowing us to strip down to really our true essence and allow that personality within us to shine. So I love that. Now, with regards to burlesque, because I just think it's just really cool. I'm thinking of the movie with Cher and Christina Aguilera and Maya, and I'm trying to think of the fourth gal. But anyway, I'm thinking it's the movie, and it's like, you know, that's what, when you say the word burlesque, of course, people's mind goes straight to the, oh, she's a stripper and lingerie, and, you know, but it's so much more than that. Does dancing burlesque require that you actually, like, get naked like a stripper would?
No, not at all. In burlesque, you can remove whatever you feel comfortable removing. You never, never, never can go to complete nudity. That's just a rule. You could go to, like, pasties and panties, but that is as much as you can go to. But you don't have to go, you don't have to strip. Sometimes, like in my book, I talk a lot about the corset of perfection, which is that idea that I had to be the good girl and I had to seek to please and I had to do everything right, and that I wore my metaphoric corset of perfection throughout my life. So sometimes in a burlesque routine, I will strip down to that corset because that corset is a very restrictive garment. So it shows the audience that, okay, I've broken free from some things, but I am still bound by this corset. And in fact, some burlesque routines, some of the most powerful burlesque routines actually are like a reverse strip. It's where somebody is instead of taking clothes off and removing layers, they are building the layers on. They are putting the wig on. They are putting the lashes on. They are putting the earrings on. They are putting the padded bra on. They are creating the facade to show the audience that we can remove our masks, yes, but how we also build ourselves up every day and cover exactly who we are.
I love it. It's beautiful. I love, because as you're talking, I'm visualizing the taking off as well as the building up. And I didn't know that in burlesque you can actually build up, you know, start with maybe the pasties and the panties and then build up into, you know, the lashes and the, you know, eventually, if you want, I'm going to say, get into that goddess gown or that corporate suit or, you know, your skin tight leather. Whatever, you know, I love that because I think so many times we get focused on things being one way that we forget to look about reversing it and building it up another way. I want to ask you this question. Now, how does one balance revealing all facets of their authentic self with the objections that they must meet in order to succeed? You know, everybody always has, you should do this, or I've got this for you, or, you know, my idea of what you should do or whatever. How do people balance all of that and still do what they want to do and be who they want to be to succeed?
Yes, yes. There are certain things that we have to do in life. You know, if you've got a dog or a kid at home, you have to take care of them, you have to feed them. There's some basic things. But there's also some of the obligations that are not mandatory, but they are things that, yes, you have to do, but you can still do them a little bit more in your way simply by being honest. And I want to point out that there's a real difference between being the rebel and being, you know, this change maker and pushing back on everything and expressing yourself honestly. And in most environments, if you are meeting the requirements and doing the job that you've been hired to do, you know, doing all of the things that you're supposed to do because that is your job, but then expressing yourself authentically with curiosity, with openness, with a complete heart-centered energy around it, it tends to go really well, and it makes your work environment better for everybody. Because when you're honest about, this is why I need this time away, or this is what's going on, or look, I found this better way, it does open the door to creative thinking and to problem solving in a different way. And it does tend to bond you to the people around you. And then you do become seen as somebody who can stand in their integrity, who can be open and honest about their mistakes. If you miss an email and you don't respond, it's so much better to flaunt that error. And by flaunt that error, I mean acknowledge it. I missed that email. I'm sorry. Here's how I can make amends for it. instead right. of, you know, tap dancing along, oh, I missed it, and I didn't know, and I tried, and somebody didn't tell me, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But just,
right.
yeah, flaunt everything that is going on authentically and appropriately. And that is the best way to really balance both ends of the spectrum.
I love it. I love it. Hold tight. We are going to take time for the message of the day. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Laura more about flaunt and how we can utilize some of what she shares in her book in our life and how we can utilize that immediately. So hold tight and keep your pen and pencil sharp. Keep your ink and your pen ready and that pencil lead sharp. Take a sip of your beverage. We'll be right back. Hi, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, and I just want to share with you that we have launched our own network called Blissful Living Network. If you or you know someone that is interested in having a podcast of their own, then I suggest you connect with us and see how you can become one of our fellow podcasters on the Blissful Living Network. You can connect with us at blissfulliving4u.com. And I look forward to having you as a fellow podcaster on the Blissful Living Network. Okay, we are back with Laura Cheadle. And before we took that little pause for the message of the day, we were talking about possibly having her share with us some of the tips or some of the rationale with regards to flaunt and the things that she shares in her book. And so I'm going to just jump in and ask another question with regards to flaunt, so to speak. Is self-worth different than self-confidence?
No. I mean, self-confidence and self-worth are different. Yes, they are not the same thing. Self-confidence is how you feel when you have perfected a skill. Like, you might have studied something and you're ready for the test. You're confident in it. If you put on your makeup and your hair looks perfect, you're having a good hair day, you put on the clothes, the scale hits the right number, and you head out the door to a party, you're feeling confident in how you look. It's because of your skills. It's because of something that you've done. And it's great to feel confident, but it's totally different than self-worth. Self-worth is what I like to cultivate in women, and I call it naked self-worth. Self-worth is the knowing that who you are as a spirit, as a soul, as the divine essence that you are, knowing that that piece of you is enough, that it doesn't matter if you have a job or a title or a home or a handbag or a car or a relationship or even health, that you are still worthy just by being you. And it is so important to cultivate that naked self-worth, because otherwise, you know, we hear about people becoming empty nesters and they're
right.
totally depressed and they can't figure it out. Or they
yep.
lose their job, yeah, and they go into this depression. Or they get divorced and they can't wait, you know, to get another relationship because their worth is in their role,
really?
Not in
yeah.
themselves. Yeah. And same thing, we all age. We are, our looks are going to change. Our bodies are going to change. If we're just confident because of the way our looks and our body are, then as we age, we're going to lose touch with who we are. Whereas when you have that naked self-worth, you're fine because you know. Yes, because you know that you're worthy no matter what you look like.
I love it because you just, okay, listeners, Laura just dropped some words of wisdom on all of us with regards to what she just said, you know, how people are in tune with themselves and how they're not necessarily in tune with their confident self. And she dropped some words of wisdom with regards to, you know, how people, they're looking for that next thing to make them feel confident. But if you don't have the confidence in yourself to begin with, then each time that next thing disappears, you're feeling lost and empty and without, with a lack of without. And Laura's saying, to heck with that stuff. The confidence is in you. You don't need to have a new relationship or a new job or whatever it is to have that confidence, because no matter what, we're going to continue to age. So why not just embrace each and every moment that we have as we travel down our path to bliss and not rely on something external of us for our confidence, but rely on our internal self to bring out that confidence, as she likes to say, as we flaunt being who we are in a confident way. Now, you mentioned also something about, and it kind of goes with the confidence with regards to people looking for, you know, something outside of them, external of them, to make them feel confident. Why does finding, or I should say, how and why does finding our identity matter if we're always growing and changing? Because, you know, the ebb and flow of life, we, you know, we come across things and things coming in and out of our life, such as relationships or job or whatever it is. But how and why does finding our identity matter so much?
Yeah, our identity does shift a little bit as we grow and change too. But the key is really figuring out who we are and what we stand for because of the transitory nature of everything around us. And honestly, we can't control anyone or anything around us. We can't. We like to think we can, but we truly have no control over the world at all. Weather, nature, people, places, things. The only thing we can control is ourselves and our thoughts, the direction of our mind. And even to a certain extent, we can't even totally control the way we feel. But we can control our relationship with ourselves. And sometimes people say, well, what about faith? It's faith that you're relying on. But I even say, if you don't have that relationship with yourself and you don't know that worth in your identity, it's even hard to have faith. Because if you don't feel you're worthy and if you don't know yourself, how can you even hope to connect to anything or anyone outside of you? So that's why it's so important to constantly cultivate a relationship with yourself, to keep knowing, who am I? What do I stand for? How do I want to feel and be and show up every day? What's the energy that I want flowing out of my heart every day? And when you know that, you do have ultimate control.
I love it. I just love everything you're saying is just resonating with me because I've experienced it all except for the burlesque, but I would like to try that. But it just makes sense. I mean, knowing that we can't control anything outside of us, anything external of us, I think that's where a lot of people need to start. Sometimes we think we can control our husbands and we can control our kids and, you know, our dogs and our cats, but in reality, you can't control anybody. Yeah, you can ground your kid if they do something bad, you know, or go against your rules, but in essence, you're grounding them. It didn't stop them from doing what they wanted to do, and it may not stop them in the future. You can't, you know, you can't control your husband, even though you think you can and you think you've got that power. People are going to do what they want to do no matter what, right? And it doesn't matter what kind of power you have.
Exactly.
They're going to do. So the only thing we can control is ourselves, our thoughts, and our actions. And even sometimes we can't control our emotions, which I'm sometimes privy to. But it's okay because I know that. I recognize that. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not perfect, but I'm a perfect person in the making, so to speak. And when I get perfect, I think that's when it'll be my time to die and go on to another place in time. But, you know, it's amazing. I have time for one more question. And we've been mentioning this word flaunt. And I know in the listeners' minds, they're thinking, flaunt. Mm. What, you know, because when you flaunting it, girl, I'm trying to think of who's somebody who can, I'm trying to think of somebody who everybody can relate to that just flaunts the, you know, just flaunts it.
Madonna. I think Madonna is a good,
Madonna's, if you're from the Madonna era, obviously we might be dating ourselves a little bit, but Madonna flaunted it like, and she still does like nobody.
She still does.
Here's another gal for the younger generation. Cardi B. I love her. I love her because she doesn't care. She's confident. She flaunts it, but she flaunts her confidence in the messages that she brings. If you hear her talk or, you know, she's, you know, I want to say she's ratchet. Okay, that's okay, you know. But but she doesn't care. She's confident with herself. And because she is confident, she's standing in her power and she's flaunting it like nobody's business. So that's for the younger generation. Madonna's for our generation, because I was that girl thinking I was the material girl in the material world back in the day with my lace skirt looking like her. And I can't think of the movie. But anyways, something like Suits. I can't think of it. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. What I want to ask you is, what does flaunt stand for and what are each of those steps about?
Yes, FLAUNT is an acronym, and it stands for Find Your Fetish, Laugh Out Loud, Accept Unconditionally, Navigate the Negative, and Trust in Your Truth. And finding in your Find Your Fetish sounds so naughty, and I just love it. But it's it's really about finding your joy, finding that thing that gets you up and gets you excited. And I tell people to think back to when they played or when they have their own kids or their nieces or their nephews. Kids play for the sake of playing. They don't play to impress somebody. They don't play to get better at something. They just play because it's fun. Yeah. And play is a natural state. And finding your fetish just allows us to get back to that natural state. And when we play, we tend to laugh out loud. Laughter is healing and cathartic, and we share laughter with each other, and it's got health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
AU is accept unconditionally, and I call that the golden center of flaunt. Accepting unconditionally means accepting both ourselves and others unconditionally, and that is so hard to do. But when we do... Yes, but when we do that, we let ourselves off the hook. Because how many times do we think, if I only do this, he'll fall in love with me. If I only do that, my kids will appreciate me. If I only do this, I'll be the best. No. You've got to accept other people unconditionally. They're not going to change for you. You are who you are. You're the age, the weight, the size. You are who you are. Until we accept it, there's really no moving forward. There's only just spinning in place. And that navigate the negative is figuring out the most immediate next steps, getting out of victimhood, out of drama, out of the belief that it's not going to work for me, and just figuring out how to navigate. If you were driving home and there was a road construction or an accident, you would not, I guarantee it, you would not get out of your car and say, oh, I just wasn't meant to get home and wander off into the sunset. You wouldn't do that. You would find a way home. So why do we give up so easily on ourselves? And then that last step is trust in your truth. And that is moving into that naked self-worth and hearing yourself and honoring yourself and giving yourself the space to be both as glorious and as vulnerable as you authentically are. Because unless you're trusting your truth, you're, again, constantly being blown by the wind, trying to please everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I wish we had more time. But there you have it. So we have just talked to the phenomenal Queen of Flaunt, and she better take this title and run with it.
I take it.
Trademark it, because you are the Queen of Flaunt. But I love it because you gave us words of wisdom. But I think a lot of times we don't pay attention to. We overlook. We don't spend time really thinking about that kind of stuff. We don't spend time thinking about whether we are confident or we're relying on other people to make us feel confident. We don't find our fetish. I do have a shoe fetish, but a fetish in life would be helping women to find their essence and step into their true power. Laughing out loud. Oh my gosh, laughter is the best medicine. And if you've ever been around someone or you got a group of girlfriends, if someone starts laughing, you may not even hear what they're laughing about. You just start laughing because they're laughing. And there is a yoga that's actually called laughing yoga where you just start laughing and then other people start laughing. No one has a world idea of what's going on or why you're laughing. But, you know, when you finish laughing, you feel really good. And then accepting unconditionally. How many of us really do that? So I'm going to challenge the listeners. I want you to take this message and this week practice laughing out loud, finding your fetish, and accepting unconditionally. And see how the ebb and flows of that works with you and works for you. And then, of course, if you want more, if you want to get the whole goods on flaunt, I want Laura to tell us how we can get her phenomenal book. Laura, can you share with the listeners how they can get your book, how they can get in touch with you or get more of you or learn where you're at, what you're doing, follow you, be a part of your tribe? Please share that with the listeners right now.
Absolutely. My book is available wherever books are sold. You can get it as a print copy, a digital copy, an audio book, you know, Amazon, Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, your local bookseller. You can get it anywhere. And I highly recommend you do because it is a fun book. You can find more about me and connect with me on my website. I spell my name Laura, L-O-R-A. Which is a little different, Laura Cheadle. If you go to my website, this is the best. I've got a Bundle of Joy gift pack. You get a free intro to lap dance tutorial. You get, a Create One
that.
Positive Habit. Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, a One Positive Habit meditation, and you get an Increasing Your Intuition worksheet, all for free. And then if you find me on Facebook, I'm most active there. I've got my Flaunt Flock private Facebook group, and every Wednesday on my Laura Cheadle Life Choreographer page, I teach burlesque, and there's a couple of videos up there right now, so Laura Cheadle Life Choreographer on Facebook, and you can dance tonight for about 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh, girl, I think I'm going to be all in on that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, well, there you have it, listeners, the phenomenal, the fabulous, the sensational attorney that does burlesque dancing, and she flaunts it all day, every day. Miss Laura Cheadle. And I want to share something with you guys. Laura is going to be one of our speakers on the Unstoppable, at the Unstoppable Woman Summit. So go to her Facebook, check her out, get her book, get that Bundle of Joy gift pack, and just really dive in and really immerse yourself with Laura Cheadle, because if you do that and you're interested in becoming an unstoppable woman, then you are definitely, definitely going to want to see her live and in person at the Unstoppable Woman Summit. But for right now, I would just like to thank this phenomenal lady for taking time out of her busy day to share some words of wisdom with us with regards to how we can flaunt, what really burlesque is all about, and really, really stepping into believing in ourselves and being self-confident. I love her message. I love her. She's a beautiful gal. If you guys, when you go to her stuff, you'll see her picture. She's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, she's gorgeous, sexy, and she's smart, and she's confident, and I love it. So thank you, Laura, so much for being a guest on Blissful Living. It was an absolute pleasure to have a conversation with you today, and I know our listeners appreciate the words of wisdom that you shared.
Oh, Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait for the summit.
Yes, I know. It's going to be so amazing. And to all of you listeners, thank you for being a part of the listenership of Blissful Living. We are going strong. This is our ninth, maybe 10th year, maybe ninth and a half year, so to speak. But we're going strong, and I wouldn't have the show without all of you. So please share this show, ladies. Share the show with your girlfriends. Guys, share the show with your wives and your sisters and your mamas and your aunties and all of that, cousins, whoever may be a female that you think should know how to flaunt it and what flaunt really means. And I want to thank our sponsors, All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com, as well as Blissful Living for You at blissfulliving, the number four and the letter U, .com. And until next time, I'm wishing you all peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Go forth and be confident. And this week, I want y'all to flaunt it. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, saying until next time.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.